Sarah G has been giving talk on how Buddha had given the method to practice Sati-patthana meditation and to practice Kaya Nupassana. Kaya Kaya Nupassi Atapi Sambajanyo Satima. So by observing Kaya as Kaya repeatedly, it will be Anupassana, observing repeatedly. Just as one has to observe on Kaya repeatedly, one also has to observe on Vedana, feelings, and also Citta, consciousness, and Dhamma, other mental objects. So by noting on these objects, the method how should be practiced was explained. And when observing these objects, what kind of mental strength are needed are also explained. So when observing these objects, when practicing Sati-patthana meditation, it is said that atapi, one should have ardent effort in the practice in order to note the presently arising object that is obvious at the present moment. In order to note continuously, one should exert ardent effort and one should aim the noting mind towards the object so that the noting mind will be face to face or direct with the object. When the noting mind is direct or face to face with the object, then mindfulness, sati, will develop. The mind will not go elsewhere. The mind will not be agitated by raga, dosa, or moha, but the mind will fall calm and collected on the object, and thus samadhi, concentration, automatically develops. When kanika samadhi, momentary concentration, becomes matured, one will come to know the true nature of the object. When the noting mind falls on hardness, one will know hardness. When the noting mind falls on softness, suppleness, one will know soft and suppleness. When the noting mind falls on wetness, one will come to know wetness. When the noting mind falls on congealing, one will come to know congealing. And when the noting mind falls on heat, warm, cold, one will come to know heat, warm, cold. And then also when the mind falls on stiffness, tension, movement, one will know stiffness, tension, movement. Buddha had said that these sabhava lakkhana, unique individual characteristics, they are impermanent, anicca. They arise and passes away, so they are suffering, dukkha. And in these, there is no atta soul involved, and they are not atta soul themselves. They are also asubha. They are unpleasant and foul. By knowing the sabhava, by knowing the true nature, unique individual characteristics, one also sees the characteristic of impermanent suffering, non-self, as well as the unpleasantness. Viriya sati samadhi When effort, mindfulness, and concentration are present, the mind will be calm and collected, and one will come to know the true nature. What will be the benefit of knowing the nature by noting with Virya Sati Samadhi, effort, concentration, and mindfulness is Vinaya Loke Abhijja Domanasa. Loka means the material phenomena which one can note efficiently, effectively. On these material phenomena which one can note efficiently, one can remove covetousness, dissatisfaction, which can arise when there is lack of mindfulness. So by observing with Virya Sati Samadhi, effort, concentration, and mindfulness, one comes to know the true nature, and one can remove covetousness, dissatisfaction that can arise due to lack of mindfulness. So by being mindful, by knowing the true nature, one does not give any chance for these kilesa defilements to arise, and thus one is removing them. One is giving no room for these kilesa defilements to arise. So it is said that the benefit is Vinaya Loke Abhijja Domanasa. It means that when the yogi notes the presently arising object that is obvious at the present moment, then these defilements cannot enter the mind. These defilements have no chance to arise, and thus the mind will be pure and clean. By noting the presently arising object every single second, the mind will also be pure and clean, second by second, and Sarah G will explain in detail. In the term Vinaya Loke Abhijja Domanasa, Vinaya means abandoning, removing. There are two ways of abandoning, removing. One can prevent the defilements from arising by giving no chance for them to arise. And the second way is, when they arise due to some circumstances, one abandons them right away. By practicing Satipatthana meditation, one can prevent defilements from arising. One can prevent them before they arise. And when these defilements arise due to circumstances, one abandons and removes them right away. Abhijja means covetousness, greed, and Domanasa means dissatisfaction, anger, hatred, aversion, grudge. So by practicing Satipatthana meditation, one can abandon and remove lobha and dosa, greed and hatred. And this is the benefit of practicing Satipatthana meditation. 100% of sufferings that the beings are encountering are rooted in ignorance, avidya, which is a moha, delusion, and also rooted in greed and anger, hatred, aversion. Without these roots of ignorance, greed, and hatred, sufferings cannot arise. Knowing suffering as suffering, if one does not want further suffering, then one should be noting the nama rupa phenomena that are arising at the present moment. One cannot remove the effect, but one should cut the cause which are causing the suffering. So one should be noting the nama rupa phenomena which are arising as a result. Whenever these phenomena are arising at the present moment, one should exert ardent effort to note these with sustained mindfulness so that one will come to know the true nature. By knowing the truth with knowledge, one will not be attached. The attachment that can arise due to not knowing will be removed. So by knowledge, by knowing, one can remove greed, attachment, and also one can remove anger, hatred. By noting the object effectively, one can remove greed and hatred that can arise by failing to note the object. Vinaya Loke Abhijja Dhammanasa shows the benefit of bhavana. Bhavana means initiating, causing arising of something that has not arisen, to increase, to cultivate, so that the mind will become from small to big, from tender to ripe, from less to many. Developing, cultivating this mind is called bhavana. One should be noting every single second so that one will be developing, cultivating viriya, sati, samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration. By noting for 1 minute, there will be 60 moments of viriya, sati, samadhi. One is developing, cultivating 60 moments of effort, mindfulness, and concentration. And in 1 hour, there will be 3,600 moments of cultivating viriya, sati, samadhi. So that these viriya, sati, samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration will become from small to big, from tender to ripe. And these viriya, sati, samadhi will be increased and cultivated. These factors, viriya, sati, samadhi, they have their own ability. They have their own qualities. Viriya, effort, does not accept kilesa, defilements from arising. So this viriya blocks the path of kilesa, defilements. And sati, mindfulness, guards and protects the mind so that kilesa defilements cannot arise. And thus, there will be safety, security. The mind will be free from defilements. And samadhi, concentration, unifies the mind so that the mind will be calm and collected and will not become scattered. So each of these mental strength, viriya, sati, samadhi, they have their own qualities. And when you combine These qualities, when you combine these strengths of viriya, sati, samadhi, it will become amazingly strong, and it is bhavana. When one is developing bhavana, one will know sabhava lakkhana, unique individual characteristic of the objects, and one will also see the characteristics of impermanent suffering and non-self, and one will be developing knowledge. These are the benefits of practicing bhavana. So it is not insignificant. By noting the presently arising object, by noting the presently arising material phenomena, material activity, by noting them with effort, with sustained mindfulness, the mind becomes calm and collected, and thus one comes to know the true nature. Being able to note efficiently on the object, one comes to know the true nature. If one fails to note efficiently on the object, then one does not know. When the yogi is able to note the object efficiently, then there will be bhavana. Failing to note the object, bhavana will not be developed. So based on the object that the person failed to note, one will be developing abhijja, covetousness. One will be developing greed when he or she comes across desirable, pleasant objects. And when the person comes across undesirable, unpleasant objects, one will have dissatisfaction, anger, hatred, aversion on the object that the person failed to note. By noting the presently arising object with effort, sustained mindfulness, one will come to know the truth, and it is the benefit of practice. Understanding the benefit of Satipatthana practice, one will cherish and value the Satipatthana practice, and thus one will be noting the object every single second, and thus the mind will be unified, collected. There will be Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration. When one develops Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, one will gain Sampajanya, as Syaraji had explained yesterday. One gains clear knowledge, clear comprehension. So by noting the presently arising object, when the person is able to note efficiently, when there is mindfulness on the object, there will not be anurodha, compliance, seeing the accomplishment of oneself. So by being mindful, when one sees one's accomplishment of oneself, one's body, there will not be anurodha, compliance. And by being mindful, even if one sees the weaknesses of oneself, one's body, there will not be contradiction, virodha. By being mindful on the object, by knowing the truth, there will neither be likes nor dislike. There will neither be compliance or contradiction. There will neither be anurodha nor virodha. So by this way, by being mindful, by knowing the truth, one will not have likes or dislikes, and one will not have compliance or contradiction. So based on wrong perception and wrong view, these abhijja, covetousness, and domanasa, dissatisfaction, anger, hatred arise. So based on these wrong perception and wrong view, these lobha and dosa, greed and hatred arise. The wrong perception is the cause for wrong view. If one does not see things in the way they are, if one is taking things that does not really exist, then one will have wrong view. If one fails to note the material phenomena, the material activity, at the moment they arise, one will not know the truth. One will take that there is jiva atta, individual soul, involved in oneself. One will think that there is atta, being good and pleasant. So in this way, there will be wrong perception, and thus there will also be wrong view. It is said that sanya ditiya mula, it means that wrong perception is the root of wrong view. So wrong perception is the root cause of wrong view. In things that does not exist, that are imaginary, one thinks that there are things which does not exist. So there will be wrong view. By noting the presently arising object at the moment of their arising, this perception, wrong perception, cannot arise, and there will be banya, one will gain knowledge. When the noting mind falls on the object, one will see impermanent as impermanent, one will see suffering as suffering, and non-self as non-self. It is not imaginary because one see it through his or her experience, so it will be true knowledge. When having knowledge, by noting the object, there will not be uncertainty or doubt, and there will not be wrong view. By noting presently arising object with effort and mindfulness, one comes to see things in the way they really are, so that wrong perception cannot arise. And thus, there will not be wrong view. One will see things as impermanent, suffering and non-self. So the wrong view of permanent, good and self will be abandoned. So in the life of beings, they are having lobha dosa, greed and hatred, because sanya, perception, is arising instead of banya, knowledge. And thus there will be wrong view. If sanya, perception, arises in place of knowledge, banya, then there will be wrong view. That's why the late Venerable Mahasi Sayadaw Ji said, the lobha dosa, greed and hatred, that can arise due to lack of mindfulness on the mental phenomena that are arising at the present moment. By using the weapon or the instruments that Buddha had prescribed, atapa, ardent effort, sati, samadhi, and panya, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom. So by being mindful with these instruments or with these weapons, one comes to know, one is mindful of these objects continuously, and one comes to know arising and passing away. One comes to know the impermanence, suffering, and that these are arising in their own accord. So knowing these characteristics, one understands that there is no atta involved, and they are not atta themselves. The person, the yogi, who notes the object with the strength of viriya, sati, samadhi, and panya, based on the object that he, she is able to note efficiently, he, she overcomes the wrong view of impermanence, the wrong view of permanent, good, and self. So one will not take things as permanent, good, or one will not think that things are happening according to one's own wishes. One will not take them as pleasant and beautiful, and thus one does not take things as atta. And one overcomes the wrong view of permanent, good, and self. So the yogi comes to know the truth of the true characteristics at the moment of noting with these mental strength. So at the moment of noting, when the yogi comes to know the truth, there will be anupassana jnana. And when this anupassana jnana is present, these defilements, lobha, dosa, have no chance to arise. So having anupassana jnana, one is momentarily abandoning these defilements, lobha and dosa. Based on the object that one is able to note efficiently, one can abandon the defilements, lobha and dosa, momentarily. And one realizes that his or her mind is momentarily free from kilesa defilements, and thus one has Tadanga vimutta citta, the mind that is free from defilements momentarily. Knowing this mind, it will be citta nupassana. By practicing kaya nupassana, by noting the material phenomena at the moment of their arising, with these mental strength, one knows that his or her mind is momentarily free from defilements, and one knows that his or her mind is tadanga vimutta citta. Knowing this tadanga vimutta citta, it is citta nupassana. And at times, when the person fails to note the object, he, she will know that at the moment of failing to note, the mind is not free from kilesa defilements. And thus, at the moment of failing to note, not being free from defilements, one knows that his or her mind is avimutta citta. One notices this avimutta citta without having to note it especially, or at times one notices it and notes it especially, that his or her mind is not free from defilements. And thus it is citta nupassana. Buddha explained the benefits of practice in a very simple and profound way. If one does not understand the benefits of satipatthana practice, one will not be cherishing or valuing the practice. If one does not put forth necessary strength in the mind in order to note the presently arising object, then one will not be developing sustained mindfulness. The mind will not be calm and collected, and thus one will not gain khanika samadhi, momentary concentration. If there is no khanika samadhi, momentary concentration, one will not see the true nature. Such person will be spending many days of retreat without progress in the practice. Some of the yogis say, I have practiced with this teacher for this long, I have practiced with that teacher for that long. They have been practicing under many teachers, but if they do not really understand the benefit of practice, even though they may be practicing under many different teachers, but if they are practicing in an easygoing manner without practicing urgently in the practice, then it will be like the patient who goes to this physician, that physician, without taking the prescribed medicine regularly. So as a patient, he, she should take the prescribed medicine regularly according to the dosage and the course of medicine. And the patient must avoid things that should be avoided. But if the patient is negligent, failing to take the medicine regularly, then the illness becomes immune to these medicines, and then the patient is not cured of these illnesses, because the person does not take the medicine regularly according to the dosage prescribed by the doctor. And thus, the patient's illness will become chronic. In the same way, yogis who are practicing under whichever teacher they are practicing, if they are not practicing accurately, precisely, according to the guidance given, if they are not practicing respectfully, meticulously, if they are not practicing in an urgent manner, they are just like the patients who are not taking medicine regularly. Instead of taking pride that I have practiced under that teacher for this long, I have practiced under that teacher for that long, yogis should put more priority to practicing according to the guidance given, so that their defilements will be abandoned. So if they know the method, how to overcome these defilements, lobha and dosa, they should practice respectfully, meticulously. If the yogi does not practice according to the guidance given, if the yogi does not practice respectfully, meticulously, then these yogis will also become chronic yogis. So Saraji said, during the days left, Saraji would like to urge the yogis to practice respectfully, meticulously, urgently, so that they will not become chronic yogis. So the chronic patient may be going to another physician, but if this patient does not take the medicine regularly according to the dosage and the course, the patient will again become chronic patient. Whoever the patient may change doctor from doctor, physician to physician. So it is the weakness of the patient not taking medicine regularly, and thus the patient still become chronic, continue to be a chronic patient. In the same way, yogis may be practicing under many different teachers. Rather than practicing in the retreat every single second, if they are practicing at one moment, resting, gazing in another, it will be just like the patient immune to the medicine. So Saraji said, please do not let yourself become a chronic yogi. So while yogis have the opportunity to practice, follow the guidance of the teacher who give guidance according to the teaching of the Buddha. So yogis should try hard so that they will not be lacking what they need to have. So Saraji would like to urge the yogis to practice diligently, accurately according to the guidance given, so that these yogi will not become chronic yogi. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.